This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Leftists are lunatics. They accept no responsibility for their actions. They are worse than children. They will do something, break something, steal something, hurt something, and they will look for a scapegoat. They will not take personal responsibility. Worse, they look at the world through the most jaundiced, pessimistic view that you could possibly have. Who wants to live this way? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. com. I've always been an optimist. Look, I understand people's brains can be rewired to and screwed up. That's what leftism, that's what's happened. I swear to you folks, I'm not even kidding you when I tell you it is a psychological disease to be a leftist. You have to be miswired. You have to, somebody has to, and by the way, it was tried on me. I remember my dad, who's a scoundrel, coming home, visiting with me one time, and he was talking to me about the black man, and I remember him saying some, giving me this black rhetoric nonsense that I could I swear this is a true story, folks. I was probably 9 or 10 years old, 11 maybe, and I remember listening to him and saying to myself, he doesn't even believe this. I swear, it was a fleeting thought. But even as a kid, he's telling me about the power of the black man. And I understand the power of the black man. I'm a black man. I understand my power, but my power is no greater than anybody else's power, any other man's power. A father is going to protect his kids. A man is going to protect his family. My power is no greater than any other power. I mean, I might hone my power to be, you know, to do it better, which I certainly spent enough decades in the martial arts to do that, but it's no greater power as far as it being programmed in my DNA. But my dad was talking to me about, you know, and the Moors conquered this and this, that, and he's telling me all these different things, and I'm like, yeah, and every other nation has conquered every other nation. Yeah, I mean, I remember thinking this stuff, but one thing he said to me was, he talked to me about the power of a black woman. And he says, she can only have black children. He says, oh, now a white woman, the minute she has a black mate or another mate, her child is no longer white. And I thought, how crazy is that? So what he's saying is this. If a black woman marries a white man, the baby's still black. It's still perceived as black. Okay, so let's go with that for a second. So if a white woman marries a black man, her baby is perceived as black. You get what I'm saying? So he was trying to make it appear that black women were always going to have black babies, but white women could have black babies. You could stop a white woman from having a white baby with a black man. And that's what made black men powerful. And I thought to myself, I was 9 or 10 years old, and I just remember looking at him going, that makes absolutely no sense. And more importantly, I knew he didn't really believe it. It was his way of some rationalization, like, you're a powerful black man. I didn't need to hear that. Anyway, going back to leftists. They look at anything. They look at, let's look at the world through LGBT eyes. And even more worse, let's look at it through just the T's. Or the Q's. Or the I's. Or the A. By the way, it is LGBTQIA. I don't even know what the IA stands for. But look it up. That's why Dave Chappelle called them the alphabet people. So they will look at it through the Q, through the I, through the A. You don't even know what it is. You're going, well, what exactly is the, are you looking at the world through with the vision of this? And now what are they focused on? The trans. The trans. This is the view we're supposed to take. So they look at the world through the LGBTQ, LGBTQIA lens. They look at the world through the woman's lens. By the way, it is National Female Month, Woman's Month, right after Black History. We're supposed to be celebrating women. Do you celebrate women now, or do you celebrate women quite often. I celebrate women every day of the year. Certainly one of them. So what about that? Or let's look at it through the prism of Latinoism or blackism or, you know, who knows, some other ism that they create. This is insane. But let me just say, let me play a clip of Joy Reid talking about the Russian invasion of Ukraine just to drive home my point.
And how human Ukrainians look and feel to Western media compared to their browner and blacker counterparts, with some reporters using very telling comparisons in their analyses of the war. But we don't need to ask ourselves if the international response would be the same if Russia unleashed their horror on a country that wasn't white and largely Christian.
Shall I let you soak that in for just a bit? By the way, welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Joy Reid, how human Ukrainians look and feel to Western media compared to their black counterparts. By the way, we had a discussion, me, Charles Love, Chris Harris, and Lawrence Johnson, all involved in things that are fall under my nonprofit. And one of the things that black racists seem to always go back to is they say, we want to be humanized. And it struck me because we had a clip, and we'll get into this some other time in more depth. But we had a clip, and there's a professor saying, we will, if you don't give us our humanity, we will take it. And I just remember thinking, what are you missing? What part of humanity do you not feel like you have? There are black people out there who feel so low about themselves, they feel like they have to fight to get their humanity back. They've been trained to think this way. This is why I come back to what I told you earlier. Leftists are lunatics. They create this group of people who have eternal grievances. These people don't even know how to not complain. Joy Reid, looking at a group of people, forget their color, being invaded, however you look at this, I don't, like I said, I don't care what Russia does. That's their business. But here's what I can talk about. I can talk about the lack of humanity that war creates. Doesn't matter where the war is. People become refugees. They have to leave their livelihoods. They have to leave the people they love, the land that they love, and they go on the run. I can relate to that. I don't care where it is. But Joy Reid needs to know the color. And she's racializing a tragedy. And she has no remorse in doing it. This is the problem with leftism. Folks, we'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed, and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761. Hello? You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa! That's ridiculous! Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars hauling AIS insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
When the history of this war is written, Putin's war on Ukraine will have left Russia weaker and the rest of the world stronger. And God bless all those heroes in Ukraine. And now I'm off to Texas. Thank you very, very much. I know there's a lot of... I know there's a lot of questions, but there's a lot more that has to be made clear, and I'm going to hold on that until we get more information. Thank you. Appreciate it.
The press is clamoring for answers from Joe Biden. Answer questions about this very important thing. By the way, I had a conversation with a friend of mine who's a 4-star general who used to work at the Joint Chiefs of Staff regarding Russia. I will say this. I'm not pro-Russia after having this conversation with my friend Buzz. He laid it out. He said the Russians are absolutely ruthless. Everywhere they go, they rape and pillage and eat all the food. They rape. I mean, he wasn't kidding. He said they rape the women, they eat the food, etc. And then they expect you to enjoy, you know, the next 50 years, we're going to bomb the crap out of you. We're going to rape your women, eat all your food. And he said when they left Czechoslovakia, they poured fuel in to ruin the water supply. They said the water was not potable in Czechoslovakia for a long time because when the Russians left, they ruined it. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. But what I said to him is this. It's difficult for us as Americans to get behind this administration because of the way they are. We can't believe them. We can't trust them. My friend said to me, he says, Kevin, you got to understand, there's a part of Ukraine that faces east towards Russia. It's got a little bit of Russian muscle memory. But he says most Ukrainians, they cheered when Germany defeated, when Germany came in and kicked the Russians out. They were happy. They were happier to have Nazis than they were to have the Russians. And he says this goes back to Catherine the Great, even before Catherine the Great. He says, Kevin, do you know that the Vikings are the people who settled that area of the world? It was called, they called it Rus, and it ended up becoming Russia. He says, but Stalin took Ukraine in the 1930s, and it was so bad, the Ukrainians said, give us Nazi Germany over these guys. He went on, he laid it out. I'm gonna talk more about it. But I wish I'd recorded it. Sometimes when you're talking to these very high quality people that understand this stuff, you're just like, could you say it again? But we're good friends. We'll end up recording it. It'll definitely be an eye opener for you. But I'm not for Russia. But I'm not for Biden. And he says, look, it's Putin's ego. By the way, he told me this. He says Putin was a street punk in Leningrad who could not get in the GRU. Putin was not Russian RG, what do they call it? The RBG or whatever. You know, the bad guys in Russia. It's now the GRU, but it used to be something else. He says Putin was rejected. He went on to law school and he became a political powerhouse by way of his law degree. He got super wealthy, mostly by being a thug. And fought his way back to power, and that's how he's in. He goes, he's a despot. He really is. And he's an egomaniac, and he wants to reunite Russia into this, what was the former Soviet Union, akin to Hitler. And I ask him about Crimea. He says, yeah, with Crimea, he goes, Barack Obama screwed the pooch. They didn't have to go to war over it. He goes, but pretty much everybody knew that Russia had never given Crimea to Ukraine. He goes, they'd never done it. It was all, it's, he goes, from day one, it has been the most critical area for Russian military. They still have active military there. They did when it was so-called annexed to Crimea, to Ukraine. But they never gave it away. Man, I'm probably talking more about that. I'm like, I'll tell you more about it. I'm giving you all I know at this point. It's not even what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about this poll. Another Great Depression. Most Americans believe we are headed for another Great Depression. These words weren't even considered in the time of Trump. Here's what Rasmussen reports. Most Americans don't expect the stock market to rise in the next year. More than half worry that the U.S. could face another Great Depression. Keep in mind, this isn't pundits telling them what to say or think. This is Americans going, we don't see it. The latest Rasmussen Report National Telephone and Online Survey finds that just 27% of American adults believe the stock market will be higher a year from now, while 31% expect it to be lower. 24% believe it'll be about the same. 18% not sure. And this is a slight improvement from September when 26% thought the stock market would be higher. 36% thought it would be lower. What do you think? I think Joe Biden, I looked at the numbers. Joe Biden, I think, is somewhere between 12 to 18% up in the stock market going into year two. And I think that number is down because the market took a big hit, came back a little bit the other day. You know, it's ebbing and flowing. But It won't last. I don't think it's going to. I think I'm going to be in the stays the same or pessimistic view. It goes down. I certainly don't think it's going to go up. I think you'll be able to cherry pick some stocks. And I'm trying to do that right now. But I think for the most part, it's going to take a hit. And it's going to be volatile. If you can play the swings, if you're a day trader, you might make a lot of money. I think people are going to start pulling in their horns. When I was talking to Buzz, he said to me, you know, he goes, Kevin, I don't think people understand the impact of these single moms or these two-person families working to barely pay the bills, and they're going to pay $5-6 for gasoline. All their other costs are going up. They're having to make tough decisions. I said, the single mom's making a really easy decision. She's deciding it's better to be on welfare than to work, than to try to do something to better herself. And he says, yeah, it's taking away the incentive. Single mom with two kids, working two jobs, coming home, having to cook and clean and all the other things because she's a single mom. Can you imagine the stress? I know the stress in the lives of people who have two plugged in parents and fewer kids than many of these single moms. And I think to myself, you know, speaking personally, I see why people contemplate running away. You know what I mean? It can be very difficult, especially when your kids become teenagers. These single moms and single dads are struggling. Anyway, Rasmussen poll, not my poll. I think if you take the pulse of America today and say, are you happier now than you were under Trump? If you take than you were a year ago, if you take the people out, I think Democrats would admit they're not very happy right now, but they're never happy. So, but let's ask us, would we be happier? The short answer is, of course not.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
During an interview this morning on Fox Business, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich slammed the Biden administration for turning to foreign countries to import oil amid record high prices and believes the United States is drifting toward nuclear war.
Why would you take oil from Venezuela but not from Texas? Why would you take natural gas from Iran but not from Oklahoma? I mean, Putin is engaged in actions that are clearly war crimes. They're getting worse. He's getting bolder as he gets more desperate. And frankly, I think we're drifting towards an enormous danger of nuclear war.
And if you're heading out on a trip, the Transportation Security Administration is extending the mask mandate on public transportation until April 18th. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will work with government agencies to help inform a revised policy framework for when the mask rules can be lifted during this time. You've made it to Thursday, and the weekend is almost here. This is USA Radio News. If you're still waiting for Major League Baseball to start spring training and potentially the regular season, we're not there just yet.
Major League Baseball is postponing two more weeks of regular season games. In a statement released by the league, it was announced opening day is moving to at least April 14th after talks on Wednesday stalled. The MLB Players Association rejecting three offers on an international draft resolution, which became the latest issue in negotiations. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention now says this season's flu vaccine offers very small protection against mild cases of influenza. Against the most common flu strain circulating this season, the flu shot only reduced a person's chance of getting a mild case by 16%, which is considered not statistically significant, according to the CDC authors of the study, though the shots could offer some minor protection against more severe illness. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So, as you guys know, my belief is that the government has lied to us about Wu Flu from the very beginning. And as Doc Holliday, played by Val Kilmer, said in Tombstone, that's the rumor. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. It's more than just a rumor. I think it is an absolute fact. And in fact, I don't think it is. I know it is. And we get this story. This was in the Daily Wire. Former head of the National Institute of Health, Francis Collins, appointed by Biden as Biden's new science advisor on February 17th, has consistently maintained that he plays a nonpartisan role in the federal government. Collins told NPR, for example, that he and his former employee, Anthony Fauci, are not political figures, and expressed frustration over criticism directed towards them as being driven by a very political overtone. Their Wu Flu policy recommendations, he insists, by contrast, have been based solely on scientific data. But a leaked video calls into question his political neutrality. During a private October 26th event at the University of Chicago, the physician wandered a field of medical opinion, offering legal arguments for federal vaccine mandates and maintaining that the threat of job loss should be used to pressure citizens into getting shots. Now, I'm going to stop there for just a second. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, folks, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Those of you who are new to the program, you haven't heard me talk about this much, but I've been saying this since the beginning. The Democrats will do whatever it took to get this vax mandate, and they did it. Well, we can't do it. We flatly can't do it. And that went from, well, we're debating on whether we can do it. You know what? We need to get 60, 70% of the people to get this shot, and we'll be good. No, you know what? It needs to be 80%, then 90%, then 100%. You can go. We documented this. Fauci literally said, we need 100% of Americans to get this shot in order for us to be safe. And then when he said, and that won't be enough until the entire world is vaccinated, because we would still not be protected. I want you to understand the lunacy of what I just told you. This is a supposed medical professional that says, okay, get the shot. It'll protect you. Except it won't protect you from the rest of the world who doesn't have the shot. Because if they come over and get you sick, whoa, wait a minute, Dr. Fauci. If I get the shot, I'm not supposed to get sick, right? If you get the shot, you're not supposed to die. If you go to the hospital, it's supposed to be a lot less. If you do, I want you to understand the logic. Get the shot so you won't get sick. But if you get sick, you won't get as sick. But if you happen to get as sick and you go to the hospital, it won't be as bad as if you didn't get the shot and you got sick and went to the hospital. And what do they base this on?
Nothing. Not a single thing. No science, no nothing. They can't give you one bit of evidence that that's true. It's all conjecture. It's all talk. Anyway, says the event, which included an interview portion along with Q&A, was hosted by Christian Today theologian Russell Moore on behalf of the Institute of Politics, an organization founded by David Axelrod, who worked for Obama. It began with Moore introducing Collins, a personal friend and member of his book club, blah, blah, blah. Moore said he invited Collins to explain the efforts they had made separately and together to deal with evangelical resistance to the vaccine, with COVID, and with some of the controversies we've had over masking and government mandates. And speaking from a legal rather than medical standpoint, Collins responded to the question regarding the wisdom of federal mandates by pointing to a 1905 Supreme Court case, Jacobson versus Massachusetts, that dealt with a much more deadly smallpox virus. And in summary, for the American Enterprise Institute, legal scholar Sean Trent called the ruling a previously obscure 116-year-old precedent that barely warrants a footnote in most constitutional law treatises. But he noted that the non-experts have taken to citing it whenever anyone questions the legality or constitutionality of vaccine mandates in response to the Wu flu pandemic, scamdemic. Collins referenced it in just this fashion at the Institute of Politics engagement, and he told students that because of Jacobson, there's no question in my mind that mandates are legal. He then argued that intimidation tactics should be used to motivate those who resist the vaccine. You know who you are, people. You anti-vaxxers. I asked you this question before. I said, when the left wants to get to you, here's what's funny. They say, you guys need to stop with the name calling. It's just so childish and you need to stop doing it. And you even say it yourselves, conservatives. And then you know what happens? They start name calling you. And then you're like, well, I'm not really an anti-vaxxer. I mean, I get my vaccinations, you know, for other things. I just don't believe in getting this vaccination. And you go on. And what you should be saying is, who are you to try to bully me into making me think like you do? You bully? That's what they're doing. They're using an intimidation tactic. They're calling you names. They're treating you like you're on the playground in the second grade, and you don't even recognize. It's crazy. The U.S. government, he says, does have the authority to mandate vaccinations if there is an outbreak that is threatening people, because it's not just about you. It's about people you're going to infect. He just presumes you're going to infect. And by the way, I'm not telling you anything you don't already know here, folks. I'm just telling you that the guy who was over the NIH who said, I'm not political, why are they coming after us? I don't understand it. We're not political, tells you, we will do whatever it takes. We will take away your livelihood if we have to. If we got to perpetrate a scam. Oh, I know. Kevin, they didn't believe it to be a scam. It seemed real at the time. No, it didn't. They had the data. You have to realize, people, this is not some benign little thing that's going on where they go, listen, this is what we thought at the time. As Fauci likes to say, this is what the data suggested at the time. This is what the science of the time. Let me tell you what science is. Science is irrefutable. Gravity is 9.8 meters per second per second. That is the way an object falls to the earth, unimpeded, in a vacuum. That is a fact. I know how to calculate acceleration. I know how to calculate inertia. I know how to, well, inertia is a little more difficult, but I know how to calculate certain things. I know constants. You know what I'm saying? Science doesn't move. It doesn't change once you determine what the de facto stuff, the de facto part of science is. It doesn't change. And everything these guys do, it changes. And when it doesn't suit what they want, when it doesn't meet the need or the objective of what they have, you know what these guys do? They then change the rules and they say, no, okay, they're not buying this. He went on to ask rhetorically, do mandates convince people who otherwise wouldn't get them? He answered himself, oh, yeah, if it means losing your job. Let me ask you, how many people do you think capitulated to getting a shot because it was a matter of their employment that wouldn't have gotten it? Do you believe that person exists? Of course you do. You may have even had to make that decision yourself. Some of you may have gotten it. Others, you opted out. But it made you think. It made you scared. I could lose my livelihood. I could lose my job. I could be ostracized. And then what did they do? They put us against them. They had people coming on the air saying, we should be jailed. We should be killed. It should be okay for the government to kill us if we didn't get this vaccination. Now I'm going to ask you a quick question. Where are we now? It's all gone away, right? It was supposed to be for the greater good. It was supposed to be to save lives, millions of lives. And now it's gone. You're not going to hear anybody, you better get that COVID vaccine. Whatever. The people, here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to have the money to go do a Laura Loomer and confront the people that said we should be killed and say, hey, I'm still alive. And what changed? You wanted me dead. If you'd gotten your way, where would we be right now? See, they get to say this stuff and there's no repercussions. They're going to back away, like I told you before. They're going to act like it never happened. And ultimately, they're going to make it your fault. You think I'm kidding. You're saying, Kevin, there's no way they're going to be able to pawn this off on me. We'll see who's right. Mandates, he argued, can give such individuals a way to save face because they can tell their social circle, well, my employer made me do it. I really didn't want to get them. They get, you know, bonus points because they're now a victim. But they've also gotten the mandated vaccine that they kind of wanted anyway. That's what this guy said.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The biggest fraud in human history has been perpetrated on the American people in the world. And it has to do with the Chinese bioweapon that was intentionally or unintentionally, regardless, doesn't matter, leaked into the world that killed quite a few people but did far worse. It was a terrorist weapon unleashed by a government that doesn't seem to care what it does to other people. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you listening to. We talked earlier about these mandates and the things that came from this, that the left has supported from this Chinese bioweapon. And, oh, by the way, now we find ourselves what? Essentially at war with the Chinese and Russia, because those two are going to be aces, man. They are going to be BFFs, best friends for life. The Chinese are going to prop up the Russian government. They've already got spies over there. They got spies over here. They got spies all around the world. The Chinese are running the world, whether people believe it or not. Now, if you like, I lived in China. I enjoyed my time in China. I would never want to live under such a repressive regime. But I give you Joe Biden. What about, we talk about oppressive regimes. Yes, China was on lockdown. They get watched and a host of other things. What happened to us? What did we do? We, freedom-loving Americans, Bible-thumping, gun-toting, you know, live-free-or-die types, self-imprisoned, self-enslaved over the edicts of a madman and his minions. They got us to do this. The most incompetent administration ever, led by the biggest criminals ever, and we can't put them away. That's, if we wanted to really study ourselves and figure out what's wrong with us, that's where I would say we should begin. Unbelievable. Anyway, the GOP, I mentioned this earlier, said if they get back in the 2022 midterms, they were open investigations on Anthony Fauci. When are we going to have accountability for Anthony Fauci? Representative Chip Roy of Texas said. Chip Roy, a Republican out of Texas, went on to say, look, he's missing right now for one reason only. The Democrats are looking at the polls. It wasn't dead Americans that made Democrats move. It wasn't dead Americans that made Fauci go away. It was polls. And I want to hold Fauci accountable. I bet you millions of Americans feel the same way. Because let me say this. This American does. Kevin Jackson, if you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, I can tell you, our staff, we want to see Fauci held accountable. But let me tell you something else. I also want to see Hillary Clinton held accountable. I also want to see Hunter Biden held accountable. I want to see Joe Biden held accountable. I want to see Adam Schiff held accountable. Jerry Nadler held accountable. I want to see everybody who was part of this Russian collusion thing held accountable. I want to see everybody who's perpetrating, I'll get it out, perpetrating this lie of January 6th held accountable, and a host of other people held accountable. You know what would be nice? If we just held people accountable, particularly those who hold dominion over us, that we put in charge of us with the idea, pay attention people, with the idea, this crazy radical idea, that they're going to represent us, that they're going to do the right thing. Are you watching these people do the right thing? He says, he goes on to say, if you're watching this, Dr. Fauci, look out. Because when the Americans give us control in the House of Representatives, God willing, we're going to get some answers on behalf of the American people. I've said this many times. If you're a Democrat and you wake up in the morning and you're a proud Democrat, you're disturbed. Because the only thing you can wake up to do as a Democrat in the morning is to figure out how to play CYA. How are you going to cover your butt? That's the only thing you can do. They said Roy's remarks came a few days after Representative Jim Jordan, who's a Republican out of Ohio, the ranking Republican on the House Judiciary Committee, confirmed that the GOP will attempt to investigate Fauci and other federal health officials over how they responded to the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, I already said this. I said it earlier. That's raw meat for we Americans, right? For us Americans. It's raw meat. Oh, boy. Ooh, let's go get Fauci. Man, we're going to do some investigation. It reminds me of Trey Gowdy. I used to love watching Trey Gowdy when they'd do these big panels and all that. And Gowdy was one of the only voices of reason. Maybe Gowdy, maybe Jim Jordan, and a couple of others. They were the voices of reason in this sea of insanity. And it would end, and we would all be high-fiving. Man, that Gowdy, he crushed him. And you know what happened? Absolutely nothing. I'd be asking this. Here's my question. Why has that happened? Why is it that we can go, we can represent the most amazing sanity in these hearings, and nothing happens? I think it's a cabal. I don't think anybody wants to get anything done. I think it's nothing but theater to make us feel like we're winning. The Democrats do it, and their people leave high-fiving. I remember after Hillary Clinton testified, when she goes, what difference is it making? The Democrats were all, ooh, look at us, we're high-fiving. You know what they were high-fiving? They were high-fiving the fact that Hillary Clinton got four people killed on her watch, and she should have known. This is Protect People 101. No, 001. On 9/11, you have all these rumblings, emails, all types of communiques that say something's going to happen in Libya, and they do nothing. And in fact, people think they did nothing intentionally. And they're high-fiving on the other side. And you know what? When we got her to go test, we're high-fiving. Oh, man, they held her accountable. What difference does it make? That was the saying, the catchphrase for quite some time. What difference does it make? Hillary Clinton, blah, blah, blah. Did anything happen to Hillary Clinton? No. She ran for freaking president. Susan Rice got promoted. The woman, it was a black woman and a dude who were responsible for all of Africa at the time. They got promoted. You don't even know their names, but they got promoted. Nothing happens. So let's go back to Fauci. We know what we know. There's a book sitting here on my desk, The Real Anthony Fauci. Everybody who's read it says, Kevin, you got to read this book. You are not going to believe. I'm going, I don't need to read that book. Fauci is a fraud. He's a first-class fraud, never should have been put in the position he is. He's a bureaucrat who does what he's told. He's killed more people than Mengele. He's a scourge. And they're giving him awards. Mario Cuomo, same thing. Not Mario, Andrew Cuomo, same thing. A scourge, getting awards, getting million-dollar book deals. You think Andrew Cuomo's gone, right? I just brought him up. You think he's gone? Andrew Cuomo will be making movies. He will be dating the hottest models, all of it. He will be writing more books. He will become a political pundit. He's going to make more money this way than he did as governor. And he made a lot of money as governor of New York. His brother will come out unscathed. He'll write a book. He'll go be part of another new, who knows? I don't know. But if you think we got rid of them, you're out of your mind, people. And you should be asking yourself, why can't we go get these scoundrels? I ask that. Because, see, that's logical. Cuomo, we know what he did. We know what Fredo did to help him. They're not going to see one. They've battled through their main problem, which is the perception problem. And now you're going to see them. They're going to be out partying, socialites. They'll be part of the in crowd. In fact, Andrew Cuomo has already intimated that he is I'm going to get the people that went after me. What are you talking about? I didn't do anything. He's already made this clear. But we're getting them, aren't we? Ooh, when the GOP gets back in, see, that's to get you red meat fired up. By the way, I want to see the Republicans win the House. But here's what I would say to Jim Jordan and what I would say to Chip Roy. If you're going to go after Fauci, get him. I'm sick of you going after people and not getting them. I'm like a cadaver dog. All I keep finding is dead bodies. Am I not looking for somebody alive in the rubble? How about we actually do something, start initiate these investigations, and people start going to prison? And I'm not talking about slap on the wrist like we did with Kleinsmith and the FISA nonsense and all the stuff they did against Trump. How many people do you think should be in prison over the Trump stuff? Dozens. Maybe hundreds. How many we got?
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.